Carlson, Biden-Harris ticket tells you a lot about the current state of the Democratic Party, neither popular with voters. By Jeff Poor on August 12, 2020. Tuesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson reacted to the day's announcement that Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, would be former Vice President Joe Biden's running mate in the November election. Carlson rated Harris below timeshare salesmen and payday lenders on trustworthiness and sincerity, respectively, and argued that the ticket was indicative of the current state of the Democratic Party. Transcript as follows. Carlson, big news in the political world, just hours ago. Joe Biden's handlers announced they have selected Senator Kamala Harris of California to run as Biden's vice president. We will admit, we did not see this coming. In fact, just last night on the show, we told you that Susan Rice was likely to get that job. Rice is a hardened partisan, but she is not stupid. And more to the point, Rice has sincere beliefs whether you like them or not, and we don't. But Kamala Harris is the opposite of that. Harris may be the single most transactional human being in America. There are timeshare salesmen you would trust more than Kamala Harris. You could find payday lenders who are more sincere. So it seemed inconceivable that given his current state, Joe Biden would choose someone so transparently one-dimensional as Kamala Harris. Someone as empty as he is. It would be the first entirely hollow presidential ticket in American history, and we thought it would never happen. But it is, they are doing it anyway. Biden-Harris, that's what they are going with, and the choice tells you a lot about the current state of the Democratic Party. America is still technically a democracy. Yet neither Biden nor Harris has ever been popular with actual voters. This is Joe Biden's third run for president. The first two attempts ended in embarrassing disasters. The third was headed at high speed in that direction. And then a series of unforeseen flukes and a highly crowded primary field left Biden the last man in the race. He was clearly shocked by his own victory. On election night, the night he clinched the nomination in March, Biden was so rattled he mistook his sister for his wife during the acceptance speech. At the time, Joe Biden's relative unpopularity seemed like a major problem for Democrats. This is politics, after all. The people who tend to have the most support tend to win. So if you're choosing a presidential nominee, you think you'd want someone with a built-in constituency, a base of passionate voters you can count on election day. But as it turns out, that is the last thing the leaders of the modern Democratic Party wanted. They already had a candidate like that. In fact, his name was Bernie Sanders, and they did everything they could to stop him. No. What they wanted instead was someone they could control, and Joe Biden fit that description perfectly. Biden was eager, malleable, and totally blank. He was willing to be whatever his handlers wanted him to be. Kamala Harris will be every bit as eager, and that's the point. If Biden-Harris doesn't make sense to you as a ticket, it's only because you are not cynical enough. Harris clearly wasn't picked for her personal charm. More than 30 years ago, she dated a man called Willie Brown, who was later the mayor of San Francisco. She was 29 years old at the time, Brown was 60 and still married. Brown launched Harris's political career. He knows her very well. Last week, Brown publicly urged Joe Biden not to pick Kamala Harris as his running mate. But it turns out, Willie Brown's opinion no longer matters in the Democratic Party. Jeff Bezos' opinion matters, so do the opinions of his fellow Bay Area tech titans and the finance moguls in New York. These are the people who bankroll the Democratic Party. They are the economic engine of the left. And they love Kamala Harris, not personally. It's business. Their main interest is in keeping the government carve-outs that have made them rich. They know the last thing Kamala Harris will do is threaten any of those, never, under any circumstances. One thing you can be certain of, in a Biden-Harris administration, private equity barons will still pay half the tax rate you pay, and that's the real point. Voters may not like Kamala Harris, but Wall Street does. Just in case you're wondering who is actually in charge. And yet still, even politicians have souls, technically anyway. So how could Joe Biden pick a running mate who once publicly denounced him as racist? Do you remember the moment? It was in the debate last summer. Begin video clip. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, I am going to be now direct this to Vice President Biden. I do not believe you're a racist. But you also worked with them to oppose busing. And you know, There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me. End video clip. Carlson, I do not believe you're a racist. I do not believe you beat your wife. Right. Kamala Harris, civil rights icon. Actually, Harris group mostly in Canada. And in any case, forced busing was a disaster from the beginning to the end. Nobody liked it, including black families. Joe Biden may be a bigot, but it's not because he opposed forced busing. But, apparently, he has forgiven Harris for that slur. Maybe he doesn't remember it. Even a dimming 77-year-old must have some memory of what Harris once said about his purported sex crimes. Just last year, several women came forward to say Joe Biden had touched them in sexually aggressive ways, both on and off camera. Kamala Harris wholeheartedly endorsed their claims. Quote, I believe them and I respect them being able to tell their story and having the courage to do it. Wait, what? You believe that Joe Biden sexually assaulted a number of women? Sexually assaulted them, but you're joining his presidential ticket anyway. How does that work exactly? How can you do that? Well, as it turns out, she can do it happily, shamelessly without even taking a breath. Just tell Kamala Harris what to say and she will say it. That is the whole point of Kamala Harris. It's why she is so useful. And for the next several months, Harris is going to say that Donald Trump is a racist. She will say that every day until November. That's her job now. You watch. But keep in mind, as you watch, that there's no fighting back. It's not allowed. Kamala Harris is a quote, historic candidate, and that means you have no right to criticize her regardless of what she says. They are already telling you that. They are making it very clear. Just last week, a group of abortion lobbyists, officials from Planned Parenthood, NARAL, Emily's List and others sent a letter to media organizations around the country about Biden's upcoming VP pick. It was addressed to editors, news directors, reporters. The choice of the vice presidential candidate was most certain to be a black woman. They said, they were right, and they wanted to warn reporters that in the wake of George Floyd's death, any critical coverage of Joe Biden's VP pick would amount to, quote, systemic racism. That wasn't guidance. It was an unveiled threat. They made it because they knew it would work, and in fact, it's already working. Immediately after Harris was chosen today, the New York Times sent out a bulletin describing her as, quote, a pragmatic moderate. Got that? A pragmatic moderate, not some kind of kooky ideologue. Not some flaky lifestyle liberal from San Francisco. Not at all, no. Instead, someone who wants to solve America's toughest problems. And solve them without regard to orthodoxy or partisanship. A sober, steady leader in troubled times. Actually, it might be nice to have someone like that. But that is not Kamala Harris, not even close. Harris has endorsed forcing schools to let biological males play in girls' athletic teams. It's not a majority position. It is nuts, but it's not as crazy as federally subsidized abortions for biological men. Harris is for that, too. She has announced it. Think that through for a minute. Men can't get pregnant, so how do we pay for their abortions? Harris has never explained that, of course, at this point. It would be systemically racist to ask her, so no one ever will ask her. Shut up. No questions allowed. Meanwhile, there is not a fashionable rich lady position that Kamala Harris doesn't have. Plastic straws are bad. Red meat is worse. If there was a bill to make SoulCycle mandatory, Kamala Harris would get behind it. Begin video clip. Question, do you ban plastic straws? Harris, I think we should, yes. Question, but would you support changing the dietary guidelines? Harris, yes. Question, you know, the food pyramid? Harris, yes, yes. Question, to reduce red meat specifically. Harris, yes, I would. End video clip. Carlson, so now you know Kamala Harris' position on the all-important FDA food pyramid, but she has non-frivolous positions on important topics, too. On healthcare, Harris believes that illegal immigrants have every bit the right to taxpayer-funded medical treatment that you do as a citizen. This is yet another position, whatever you think of it, that the majority of Americans do not support. But as we have noted, Harris doesn't care what most people want. They are not her audience. She is told to support free healthcare for foreign nationals who break our laws, and so she does support it. Begin video clip. Jake Tapper, CNN anchor, do you support giving universal health care and Medicare for all to people who are in this country illegally? Harris, let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education or public health. Period. End video clip. Carlson, so, Kamala Harris isn't an idiot and she knows what she just suggested is actually impossible. You can have a welfare state, lots of countries do. You can have open borders. But you can't have both. No country can survive with a welfare state and open borders. That's obvious. No one disputes it. But Kamala Harris doesn't care either way. The survival she cares about is her own survival. By the way, if you think you can keep your family safe as a country collapses around her ambitions, you are wrong because she plans to disarm you first. Begin video clip. Question: do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? Harris: I do believe that we need to do buybacks, and I'll tell you why. They are weapons of war with no place on the streets of a civil society. End video clip. Carlson: we could go on and on. Oh, the ironies. A party that is angry about police brutality has just hired the former chief law enforcement officer of California. Again, there's a lot to say and in coming weeks, we'll say it. There is a lot of available tape and of course, Harris will soon provide more. But we are going to sum up Kamala Harris this way. Last year when actor Jussie Smollett staged his fake hate crime, Harris was one of the first national leaders to jump in with an expression of support. Smollett was quote, the kindest, most gentle human being Harris had ever met, she wrote. The attack on him was quote, an attempted modern-day lynching. Okay, so, she fell for it. Lots of credulous rich people did. But what makes Kamala Harris a remarkable figure is that in the face of changing evidence, she never recanted her support. That tweet is still up. She did not delete it. You can still read it on her Twitter feed tonight. Smollett's story was entirely concocted. Harris knows that. We all know it, but she doesn't care. In fact, Harris understands perfectly well why Smollett lied. By smearing Trump supporters as bigots, he hoped to advance his career. And Kamala Harris, of all people, can respect it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.